同心一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 奉耶稣基督圣名开始下午的崇拜聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon worship service.
唱诗三十一首。
We sing hymn together number 31.
现在我们一同祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
求主耶稣圣灵带领我们下午的聚会。
In our prayer, we ask the Holy Spirit of God to guide our service this afternoon.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。 位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
今天呢，下午我们来讲一个题目，你是好父亲吗？
This afternoon, let's share this topic of are you a good father?
明天就是社会上的父亲节。
Tomorrow is the so-called Father's Day.
很多人要买礼物给爸爸，或是要请爸爸。
To buy gifts for their fathers, or they would take their father out for a meal.
因为大家都知道，当爸爸很辛苦。
Because we all appreciate that it's hard to be a father.
一个年轻人结婚生孩子之后，突然间变成父母了。
And when a young guy after he gets when a young couple when they are married, they will have children and they become parents.
但是当父母之前，通常没有接受什么训练。
However, before we become parents, usually we don't have a chance to go through any kind of training.
人呢都是一边做父母，一边才学当父母。
Usually people receive training as they become learn to be a parent.
还有呢，我们通常是从我们自己的父母当中的榜样呢，来发展一套自己要怎么当父母的一个做法。
Or usually we also look at the examples of our own parents and then we develop a set of guidelines for us to be parents.
比如说你父亲对你很严。
For example, if your father is very strict to you,
你当了父亲之后，你也都会对你孩子很严。
And when you become the father yourself, it's very natural for you to also be strict to your children.
社会上也有很多有关于当父母的书。
And in the society, we also see many books concerning parenting.
但是特别讲对父亲的，怎么做一个好父亲的书的就比较少。
However, we rarely see books that are targeted towards being fathers, how to be a good father.
其实圣经是神的话。
But in actual fact, we know that the Bible is the words of God.
圣经的宝贵就是第一，它是不会改变的。
And the fact that the Bible is precious, it is because the words in the Bible will never change.
一千年前可以用，现在也可以用。
These words applied 1,000 years ago, they also apply today.
圣经的话是真的可以实行的。
And the words in the Bible can truly be put into practice.
会得让你得到福气的。
And if you do that, you will receive blessings.
所以要怎么样做个好父亲？
So how do we be a good father?
其实圣经里面都有讲。
This is actually mentioned in the Bible.
那我们今天再从圣经里面看一看。
So today, let's learn from the Bible.
在神眼中，在儿女眼中看起来的好父亲是一个怎么样的父亲？
In the eyes of God, in the eyes of the children,What kind of a father is considered a good father?
我们先来看第一个父亲是谁。
Let's take a look at the first father.
我们看路加福音。
In the book of Luke.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
38节。
Verse 38.
路加福音三章38节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 38.
三章38节。
Chapter 3 verse 38.
以挪士。是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。
The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
这里记载第一个爸爸是谁
？Here records who was the first father.
不是第一个人亚当。
It was not the first man Adam.
其实第一个人从哪里来的
？Where did the first man come from?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear about that.
是神造的。
He was created by God.
不是猿猴进化来的。
He did not evolve from monkeys.
猿猴跟人差太远了。
Because monkeys and men they are completely different things.
所以第一个人是神造的。
So the first person was created by God.
圣经把他称为神的儿子。
And the Bible called him the son of God.
所以第一个爸爸就是神。
So the first father ever recorded was God.
所以圣经里面有讲到神，都形容他是我们的天父。
So when the Bible talks about God, it also describes him as our heavenly father.
就是你在天上有一个父亲。
That is the Father in heaven.
或者是万灵之父。
Or the Father of all beings.
All spirit. 就是你的灵魂是从他来的。
It means that your spirit, your soul comes from him.
所以要怎么样做个好爸爸？
So how do we be a good father?
这要向神来学。
We have to learn from God.
所以神是怎么样一个爸爸呢？
And what kind of a father is God?
要做一个好爸爸，一定要有几种的角色，他要做得很好。
To be a good father, a person must play a few different roles and play them well.
第一个，
First,
作为一个爸爸是一个供应者的角色。
A father is a provider.
我们知道我们儿女小时候没有办法自己生活。
We know that when our children are young, they cannot live and support themselves.
在他还没有独立之前，一定需要爸爸的源源不绝的供应。
Before they become independent, they need the father's, their father to provide for them.
神对亚当做了非常满足的供应。
And we see that God provided a very good, provided a very good environment for Adam.
创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2,
十五节
verse 15.
创世纪的二章的十五节
Genesis chapter 2 verse 15
二章十五节
2 verse 15
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园使他修理看守耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃
Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it and the Lord God commanded the man saying of every tree of the garden you may freely eat
神造了亚当之后，就把他安置在伊甸园。
After God created Adam, He put him in the Garden of Eden.
那个时候是一个无罪的世界。
At that time, it was a sinless world.
神把人安置在最好的地方。
And God put man in the best place.
这是伊甸园。
That was the Garden of Eden.
里面有吃不完的水果蔬菜。
There were limitless fruit and vegetables.
人只需要把它维持住，修理看守就可以了。
That all man needed to do was to keep it.
这个是神的供应者这个角色。
And this was how God was a good provider.
如果没有神的供应
，without God's providing,
亚当被造出来不久，大概就饿死。
Adam would not have survived after, not long after he was created.
同样，今天爸爸的角色。
In the same way, today, fathers play the same role.
其实也是一个蛮传统的角色。
It's also a very traditional role.
就是要供应家里的需要。
That is to provide for the need of the family.
爸爸很努力的工作。
The fathers would work very hard.
为什么要很努力？
Why do we need to work diligently?
我们看创世纪的三章的十九节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 19.
三章十九节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 19.
十九节。你必汗流满面才得糊口直到你归了土因为你是从土而出的你本是尘土仍要归于尘土
In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground for out of it you were taken and dust you are and to dust you shall return
因为人犯了罪
Because a man sinned
所以从此之后呢找生活就很不容易
SoFrom that time onward, it would be very hard to sustain life.
一定要流汗。
They have to sweat.
很辛苦的工作才可以吃得饱。
And to toil and labor in order to have food to eat.
所以这个供应者的角色不容易当。
So it is very hard to be a provider.
尤其是我们移民来到加拿大这个地方。
Especially that we have immigrated here to Canada.
可以说了是为了儿女，为了下一代。把自己连根拔起，来到一个新的国度。
Most of us immigrated here for our next generation, for our children, so that we moved from our own home country to here.
很多时候要付出更大的努力，才有办法维持基本的生活。
A lot of times we have to put in extra efforts in order to sustain our daily life.
因为加拿大的物价、房价什么都很高。
Because in Canada everything is expensive.
税金又很高。
Tax is also very high.
其实很多家庭啊，每个月赚到的，扣除供房子、供车子、房租吃饭，其实呢，剩下也不多了。
We all know that in our daily life, whatever we earn after we have taken away all the expenses that we need in our daily life, we don't have much left.
有一些为了要赚的更多的收入。
Some people, in order to make more money,
要常常出差啊，跑远地。
They have to go on business trips.
有一些爸爸呢，为了要养儿子。
Some fathers, in order to provide for their family,
做超过一份的工作。
They need to take on more than one job.
有一次我看到一个弟兄。
One time I saw a brother.
我看到他为什么他那么累。
I saw that he was very tired.
我问他说，最近为什么你看起来那么累？
So I asked him, how come you look so tired recently?
没有精神。
You don't look very, you don't look to have a lot of energy.
原来他有三分的这个兼差。
And then I found out that he had three jobs.
一份的 full-time 的工作。
One full-time job.
两份的 part-time 的工作。
And then two other part-time jobs.
因为孩子在长大当中需要钱。
Because he has young children growing up, so they need a lot of help financially.
学费又很贵。
And their tuitions are also expensive.
所以作为一个爸爸，这个公认者的责任。
So as a father, he plays a role of a provider.
所以我们当儿女的要对爸爸的辛劳啊，要特别感恩。
So as children, we have to appreciate the effort of our fathers.
有一个孩子。
There was one child.
他以前不是很成熟。
In the past, he was not very mature.
常常跟别人比较。
He often compared himself to other people.
跟父母埋怨。
And he often complained to his parents.
别人的孩子有这个，我家的没有。
He often said that how come that so and so has this, but we don't have it.
别人有好的手机。
He has very good cell phone.
有名牌的球鞋。
He has very good shoes.
别人家里那么大。
He lived in a big house.
我们都比不上别人。
But we don't have all these things.
所以常常都很不开心。
So he was not very happy.
直到有一天呢，他去了爸爸的上班的地方。
Until one day he went to visit his father at work.
他看到他爸爸是怎么工作赚钱的。
And then he witnessed how his father was trying to make a living.
爸爸工作在工厂工作很辛苦。
His father worked in a factory and it was a very hard job.
为了买食物买衣服。
In order to buy food and clothes.
交房租。
To pay rent.
所以他转念一想，觉得爸爸很辛苦。
So he all of a sudden his thoughts turned around, and he realized how hard it was for his father to be this way.
所以他就不再埋怨。
So he no longer complained.
反而呢，他就开始了感谢他的爸爸。
And he started to learn to appreciate his father.
那我们当做一个父亲的。
So as a father, of course we have to work diligently.
我们一定要正当的工作。
We have to have a right job.
无论是什么工作，只要是正当的，在神面前就是尊贵的。
Doesn't matter what kind of job it is, as long as it is legitimate, then it is precious in front of God.
那我们除了供应家庭的需要之外。
So, and other than providing for the need of the family,
其实不单只是物质的需要。
Actually, it's not just a physical needs, material needs.
有时候我们当爸爸的会想说，我努力工作，提供物质的需要，就尽了爸爸的角色。
Sometimes, as a father, we may think that as long as I work very hard to provide for all the material needs of our family, then I have fulfilled my responsibility.
其实，供应者只是爸爸的角色。里面的其中一个。
But in actual fact, being a provider is only one of the role a father plays.
爸爸还有很多其他的角色。
A father also plays other roles.
第二个角色。
As the second role.
就是保护者的角色。
Is to play the role of a protector.
我们看诗篇。
Let's refer to Psalm.
121篇。
Psalm 121.
诗篇121篇第四节。
Psalm 121 verse 4.
诗篇一百二十一篇的第四节。
Psalm 121 verse 4。
第四节。
Verse 4。
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。第五节。
5。
保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边应庇你。第六节。
6。
白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。第七节。
7。
耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。第八节。
8。
你出离入耶和华要保护你从今时直到永远。这几节圣经都把神我们的天父他的保护者的角色讲得非常的 明了、啊。
These few verses give a very clear and a clear description of how our God is a provider, is a protector.
以色列怎么可以在那么多敌人包围他之中生存呢？
How was it that Israel was able to survive among all the enemies?
我们知道以色列从古到今都是被亚拉伯国家敌对的国家包围住。
We know that the country and the kingdom of Israel, from the old ancient times until now, they are always surrounded by these Arabic nations.
在它上下左，没有一个国家是友善的。
From the north, south, and east.None of the neighboring nations are friendly.
为什么他们保以色列还可以保守住？
But why is it that they are still kept until today?
不是他们自己很厉害。
It is not because they themselves are very good.
是因为神常常在暗中的保守他们。
It is because God has always been protecting them in secret.
这个神啊，以色列的神啊，没有打瞌睡。
And the, that the God of Israel has never slumbered.
我们有时候还会打瞌睡。
Sometimes we will fall asleep.
开车开到累了会打瞌睡。
When we drive, we may become too tired and then we may doze off.
但是神保护以色列是不打瞌睡的。
However, the way God protects Israel is that he will never fall asleep.
第八节说我们出我们入神都保守。
Verse 8, it says that the Lord shall preserve you going out and coming in.
所以有神的保守我们才那么平安。
And it is because of God's protection that we can live so peacefully.
那爸爸也是有一个保护者的角色。
So as a father, the father also plays the role of a protector.
尤其是以前的 古代的时日没有那么多警察啦军队啦或者是一些社会的保障。
Especially in the ancient time, because there were not, the society was not so secure, there were not police officers to watch over the society, therefore it was not that safe.
他们那些家庭都是一个一个族这样聚在一起。
That the families were gathered by tribes.
如果有敌人来了
So when the enemy comes,
要抢他们的财产啊。
The enemy comes to rob them.
那些爸爸、那些男人啊，都拿起枪啊、武器啊，这是来保护家园。
All the men, all the fathers, they would take up weapons to protect their homeland.
我们今天做一个爸爸，可能不是很需要物质上的保护。
Today, as fathers, perhaps our families don't need material protections.
有什么问题？第一个打911啊。
Because if you run into any kind of danger, the first thing you would do is to call 911.
但其实啊，爸爸的角色很重要。
However, the role of a father is very important.
一个家庭如果有一个勇敢的爸爸。
If the family has a very courageous father,
有一个很尽责任的爸爸在家里
has a very responsible father.
虽然他不一定要做很多事情
even though he may not need to do a lot of things,
但是如果有爸爸在
but if the father is there,
整个家就有个安全感
there will be a sense of security at home.
爸爸常常在家，小孩子长大的过程会很有安全感
if the father is always at home, then the children would grow up in a very secure environment.
丈夫常常在家，太太会很有安全感
if the husband is always at home, the wife will also feel very secure.
因为儿女会有是太太觉得，哎呀，爸爸是靠得住的，他在家感觉很好。
Because the children as well as the wife, they would feel that they can rely on the father because he is always around.
所以这是一个保护者的角色。
So this is a role of a protector.
再来，爸爸有一个带领者的角色。
Next, the father also fathers also play a role of leaders.
神带领以色列百姓。
God led the Israelites.
神是那个看不准的带领者。
God was the invisible leader.
但是神要带领每一个家庭。
However, God wanted to lead every family.
就把这个带领的工作交给每一个爸爸。
So he gave this task of leading to every father.
因为圣经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible was very clear.
在一个婚姻里面。
Within the marriage.
男人就是丈夫是家里的头。
Husband is the head of the family.
他要带领太太。
He is to lead the wife.
有了孩子之后。
And after they have children,
这个爸爸要带领整个家来建立信仰的生活。
The father is to lead the whole family to establish a life of faith.
我们来看看几个例子。
Let's read a few examples.
如果这个爸爸没有做一个带领的角色的话
，If the father does not play the role of a leader very well,
这个家会很惨。
Then the family would not be very, very good.
我们看路德记。
Let's refer to the book of Ruth.
旧约的路德记
Ruth
第一章
Chapter 1
路德记的第一章第一节
Ruth Chapter 1 Verse 1
这里是记载有一个家庭
Here records about a family
旧约的路德记第一章第一节
Ruth Chapter 1 Verse 1
当世事秉政的时候国中遭遇饥荒饥荒在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居这里是记载一个家庭
Here records about a family
那个时候国家有饥荒
At that time, there was a famine
没有食物了
There was no food
其实不是一点食物都没有只是生活很困苦而已
In fact, it was not that they had no food at all but it was just life was very difficult
这个家庭的爸爸就是一个带领者
And this father of the father of this family was a leader.
他做一个决定
So he made a decision.
他们要搬家
He made the decision to move.
他们本来是住在伯利恒。
Originally, they live in Bethlehem.
伯利恒的意思就是粮仓，这是一个很丰富的地方。
The meaning of Bethlehem was the house of bread.
但是他觉得说这里生活很艰难。
However, he felt that because life is so difficult here,
赚钱不容易。
It's not easy to make a living.
所以就搬家。
So he decided to move.
当然，神没有禁止你搬家。
Of course, God didn't, would not prevent you from moving.
但是要看你搬去哪里啊。
But it depends on where you are moving to.
但是他那么多地方不搬。
There were so many places to move to.
他就带着太太跟两个儿子呢，搬到摩亚地去了。
But he chose to move to the land of Moab.
这个是一个带领。
This was a decision, a leadership decision.
因为爸爸决定了，所以太太孩子要跟着。
Because he made this decision, therefore his wife and his two sons had to follow.
这个决定解决了短期的需要。
This decision solved their short-term problem.
但是却带来长期的痛苦。
However, it also brought long-term pain to the family.
短期的需要就是搬到摩亚地有食物。
The short-term need was that.After they moved to the land of Moab, they found food.
他们不会饿死。
They would not die of hunger.
也不会受苦。
They also would not suffer as much.
但是因为这个决定。
But because of this decision.
改变了他们一家的每一个人的命运。
It changed the fate of their whole family.
首先他搬到摩亚地之后。
First, after they moved to the land of Moab.
这个爸爸以利米勒他自己死了。
This father, Elimelech, he died.
过了不久呢。
Not long after.
两个儿子也死了。
His two sons also died.
所以在短短十年之内,
so within about a span of 10 years,
一家死了三个男人,
this family lost three men.
剩下三个寡妇,
and only three widows remain.
你说苦不苦啊?
It was a very unfortunate.
非常苦啊。
A very painful.
那为什么会得到这种的下场?
And why did they have this kind of result?
就是因为他做一个错误的带领。
Because he made the wrong decision.
得不到神的祝福。
They did not receive the blessing of God.
摩亚地是一个淫乱的地方。
The land of Moab was a land of adultery.
是一个不相信神的地方。
It was a Gentile land.
他把自己的家庭带过去。
He brought his family there.
两个儿子呢，当然就是娶了没有信仰的人。
Of course, the two sons would have to marry the woman there.
啊，那自己也得不到神的祝福。
And they also lost the blessing of God.
但后来有路德的故事，就是神的特别的怜悯跟恩典。
Of course, later on, it was the story of Ruth. This was out of the special mercy and grace of God.
但是后来我们知道拿阿米就是这个人以利米勒太太，她决定要回来了。
But we know that later on, Naomi, the wife of Elimelech, she decided to move back.
如果没有回来，
if she had not chose to move back,
可能继续在那边受苦，
and they would continue to suffer.
也得不到神的恩典。
They would not be able to receive the blessing of God.
所以有时候爸爸的角色很重要。
So sometimes the role of a father is very important.
他的重要不是只是他会爬高啊，换窗户啊，或者是倒垃圾啊，装修啊，或者是做一些。这些男人做的事情而已。
The significance of his role is not just to be a handyman, to fix things around, to take out the garbage or do these things that men are supposed to do.
神安排一个男人在家里的宝贵，就是要他带领家里的信仰。
God has arranged for a man to be in the family is for him to guide the faith of the family.
给家庭一个方向。
To provide a direction for the family.
那有什么方向呢？有人问我家庭有什么方向。
So some may ask, what kind of direction my family should have?
我每天上班、下班、吃饭、放假。
Every day I just go to work, get off work, and then enjoy our vacations.
人生有什么方向吗？
What is the direction of our life?
有方向。
Of course there is a direction.
我们看约书亚记。
The book of Joshua.
24章。
Joshua chapter 24,
15节,
verse 15.
约书亚记24章15节.
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
24章15节.
Chapter 24, verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served on, that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, We will serve the Lord.
早上我们从差子师的讲道学习了摩西，他完成了神给他的一辈子的工作。
This morning from the sermon, we learned that Moses finished and completed the work that was entrusted to him.
他的接班人约书亚就带领百姓了。
And his successor Joshua led the people.
结果他很忠心的也把他的工作做好。
He also faithfully completed his work.
把城打下来了。
They conquered the land.
把地分好了。
And they divided the land.
那么约书亚的工作也完成了。
So Joshua's work was done.
他要退休了。
He was about to retire.
任务结束了。
He finished his mission.
但是他走之前跟百姓讲这句话。
But before he said this statement to the people.
你们自己选择你要侍奉什么神，拜什么神。
You should choose for yourself whom you will serve.
但是我跟我家。
But for me and my family,
我们一定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
做一个在神眼中看为宝贵的爸爸。
So as if a person is a precious father in the eyes of God,
不单只是买东西给孩子。
He other than just buying things for his children,
或者是保护孩子。
Or just to protect for his children.
一个真正的爸爸是要带领全家的信仰。
A true good father would.Be able to lead the faith of the whole family.
什么叫做侍奉耶和华？
What does it mean to serve the Lord God?
侍奉神就是以神为中心的一个生活方法。
To serve God is to have God as the center of your life.
我们知道圆圈都有个中心点呢。
We know that in a circle there is a center.
一个轮子也有个中心点。
Also, a wheel would have a center.
无论这个轮子转得多快。
Doesn't matter how fast the wheel turns.
那个中心点呢是不动的。
The center point does not move.
我们生活无论怎么忙，
so it doesn't matter how busy our lives are.
无论是读书的、工作的、赚钱的，
whether you are still in school, you are working, you are trying to make a living,
或者是退休养老的，
or maybe you have already retired and enjoy your later life.
人生应该有一个中心。
Our life must have a center.
这个中心就是你的信仰。
And this center is your faith.
就是教会的生活。
This center is the life in church.
这是你跟神的关系。
This is your relationship with God.
所以约书亚讲得很清楚。
So Joshua was very clear.
你们怎么样，你们自己选择。
You can make whatever decision you want.
但是我跟我家，
As for me and my family,
一定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
这个就是个爸爸的角色。
This is the role of the father.
爸爸应该跟儿女太太讲，时间到了，我们来祷告。
The father should say to the wife and the children that it is time, let's pray.
电视关起来了，我们一起来读经。
Let's turn off the TV and read the Bible together.
爸爸应该跟全家人讲，哎呀，教会有需要义工帮忙圣工，所以这个礼拜天我们去教会帮忙。
The father should say to the whole family that since the church needs help, this Sunday let's go to church and help.
爸爸应该有这种带领的角色。
The father should have the should play this role of a leader.
这个就是一个爸爸的那个角色。
This is the role of a father.
所以我们要从圣经里面学习。
So we need to learn from the Bible.
要带领。
We have to lead.
但是带领不能只用嘴巴带领。
But to lead is not just lead with your mouth.
最有力的带领就是行为的带领。
The most powerful kind of leadership is the leader leading by examples.
如果我们没有一个好的榜样，是带领不动的。
If we don't set a good example, then we will not be able to lead others.
有一个故事这样讲。
There's a story that goes.
有一天呢，这个螃蟹爸爸带几只螃蟹去走路，
学走路。The crab dad is leading his crab babies.
他在海滩里面。
To learn to walk.
爸爸跟他们讲。
So they are on the beach and they are.
来，
so、the father
小朋友，
said to the
告诉你们，
babies,
做螃蟹最重要是正直。
Kids.Being a crab, the most important thing is to be straight.
做正直第一点，走路要正直。
And to be upright, the first thing to do is to walk straight.
不要歪歪扭扭的。
That you shouldn't walk.
要往前，直直的。
You should walk forward straightly.
螃蟹小孩子就说：“哎，爸爸，爸爸，怎什么叫正直？怎么叫走得直
？”So the his children ask him, "So what does it mean to walk straight?"
可不可以走给我们看
？Can you give us a demo?
小孩子真的是好了，来，爸爸走给你看，怎么叫走得直。
So the father said that, okay, I will show you.
往前走，来看我，一二三。
Walk forward, one, two, three, let's go.
来，跑跑跑跑跑跑，往旁边跑。
So he starts to move.
我孩子哦，这样叫正直啊，这样叫往前走啊。好，他们也是这样。
So his children also learn that, okay, so let's also walk this way.
这个就是一个故事。
This is a story.
但是每天在我们生活当中发生。
But this happens in our daily life every day.
如果爸爸想要在家里有影响力，
If a father wants to be influential at home,
在孩子面前有权威，
wants to have authority in front of his children,
我们要自己有榜样。
We have to set a good example.
能够建立属灵的榜样给儿女来跟随。
We need to be able to set a good spiritual example so that our children may follow.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
再来，爸爸有什么角色？
What kind of roles father also played?
爸爸要常常鼓励自己的孩子。
Father also must often encourage his children.
怎么鼓励呢？
How do you encourage?
我们看以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章第六章
Ephesians chapter 6
第一节
verse 1
以弗所书第六章第一节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
我们中国人有句话，养不教，父之过。
There's a Chinese saying thatif the children do not, is not brought up right, it is the fault of the father.
所以爸爸要教儿女的责任。
So, the father, has the responsibilities to teach.
这个不是学校的责任，也不是宗教教育老师的责任，是爸爸的责任。
This is not the responsibility of the school or the religious education at church. This is the responsibility of the father.
但是要怎么样教呢？
So how do we teach?
这里有告诉我们几个重点。
Here, give us a few principles.
这里首先勉励儿女，你要听你爸爸的话。
First, it encourages the children to listen to the parents.
在主里听从父母。
To obey your parents in the Lord.
因为父母为了养我们很辛苦。
Because the parents, in order to sustain us, to teach us, they have to labor.
所以如果父母讲的话没有违背神的话的，你要听。
So if whatever the parents tell you, as long as they are not contrary to the words of God, you need to listen.
在道理的范围里面的，你要听。
Within the boundary of the words of God, you need to listen to those words.
那应该要这样做了。
This is what you ought to do.
那第四节，这里告诉我们。
In verse 4 it says,
怎么教导儿女？
How do we teach our children?
做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。
And you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath.
为什么特别跟父亲讲呢？不是跟母亲讲？
Why does it especially mention about fathers but not mothers?
母亲跟父亲的弱点不一样。
Fathers and mothers, they have different characteristics.
母亲的弱点呢，就是太软。
Of a mother is that they are usually very soft.
宠小孩，
they usually
宠了很宠啊 spoil the children.
They tend to spoil the children.
所以有句话，慈母多败儿。
So there's a saying that says, a soft mother usually spoil the children.
哎呀，小孩子不懂了，不要教了，不要打了，不要了，什么都不要了。
Mothers would often say that, be very soft and say that the children they do not know anything, so you don't need to discipline them or don't say this and that.
妈妈的缺点就是。太慈爱，太宠坏小孩。
So, one of the weaknesses of a mom is usually that mothers are usually softer.
爸爸的缺点呢，就刚好相反，太严厉。
But on the contrary, the weaknesses of one of the weaknesses of a father is that he tends to be too strict.
脾气，男人呢，有时候脾气一上来的时候，哇，骂得很凶。
Because sometimes men cannot control their anger as well. So when they are provoked.They will get angry.
尤其是对儿子。
Especially towards his sons.
爸爸对女儿比较不会这样。
Fathers probably do not act this way towards his daughters.
爸爸很疼女儿，所以我说，不太会舍得嘛。
They would tend to be kinder to their daughters.
但是对儿子呢，有时候很严厉。
But sometimes to their sons, they would be very strict.
要求很高。
They have very high standard.
不单只是骂，有时候呢讲出来的话呢，会伤害到孩子的自尊心。
Not just to scold them, but sometimes the words we use may even hurt the dignity of our children.
他恨铁不成钢啊！哇，希望他要成功，所以会逼他，会 会讲一些刺激的话。
Sometimes fathers would feel that I need to provoke, I need to push them so that they can be successful.
但是孩子听了，可能内心受伤。
However, when the children hear these words, they may be hurt.
就好像一个气球这样，失去了志气了。
Just like a balloon, when it loses air, it will be deflated.
所以第四节说，你们做爸爸的，不要惹你的气。
So verse 4 says that, and you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath.
就是不要把那个情绪啊，大家都弄起来。
That is to not raise your emotions.
要教的话，我们要教主的教训和警戒。
When we teach them, we must bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
要教导儿女最好的方法就是用圣经的话。
To teach our children, the best way is to teach them the words of God.
不是你听我的，而是神这样讲的。
It's not that you should listen to me, but this is what God says.
神希望你这样得到福气。
God wants you to be blessed.
所以一个父亲就用神的话来教导儿女。
So, as a father, we need to teach our children the words of God.
妈妈也是用神的话来教导儿女。
And mothers also teach the children with the words of God.
儿女看到父母有神的话在他们生活当中。
So when the children see that the father and the mother, they have the words of God in their life.
这样他们会就会得到鼓励。
Then they would be greatly encouraged.
所以我们也不是用自己的理想去教导儿女。
So we also do not teach our children our own personal ideals.
用神的话。
But we teach them about the words of God.
用神的观念。
Teach them about the concept of God.
我们看我们的主耶稣很会鼓励我们。
We see that the Lord Jesus really knew how to encourage us.
我们看一个例子。
Let's read one example.
我们看使徒行传的十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十八章第九节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 9.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。有我与你同在，没有人下手害你，因为在这城里有我许多的百姓。
Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in the city.
保罗要在哥林多传福音遇到很多的困难。
At that time, Paul was preaching in the city of Corinth, and he met up with many difficulties.
很多人反对啊。
There were people opposing him.
所以他有点灰心啊。
So he was a little bit discouraged.
有点害怕。
A little bit afraid.
可能想要走了。
Perhaps he was thinking of leaving.
但是主耶稣在异象当中跟他显现。
But the Lord Jesus appeared to him in a vision.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
只管讲。
But speak.
我跟你同在。
And for I am with you.
这保护了，没有人可以害你呢。
I will protect you, and no one will be able to hurt you.
给他方向，你可以的。你在这个城继续传福音的话，有很多人会信主的。
And God gave him the direction that if you continue to speak, many people will believe.
因为主耶稣这个勉励。
And because of this encouragement from the Lord Jesus,
保罗就留在哥林多一年六个月。
Paul continued to stay in Corinth for a year and 6 months.
所以有时候我们的儿女遇到人生的一个十字路口。
So sometimes when our children are at a crossroad in their life,
遇到一些失败。
Or when they meet up with some failures,
遇到一些挫折。
When they meet up with some frustrations,
没有自信了。
When they lose heart,
这个时候爸爸的角色很重要。
At this moment, the role of a father is very important.
不是去打压他、刺激他、讲一些负面的话。
It's not just to oppress them or to depress them even further.
我们要鼓励他。
We need to encourage them.
你可以的。
You can do it.
再试一次。
Try again.
不用怕。
Don't be afraid.
有神跟你同在。
God is with you.
一定有方向的。
There is a direction for you.
一定有路的。
There is a path for you.
这个爸爸的鼓励啊，就会让儿子儿女们啊，非常有信心。
So the encouragement, this kind of encouragement from a father would greatly bring back confidence to their children.
有时候爸爸在信仰上也要给儿女一些启发。
Sometimes, in terms of our faith, fathers also must bring some inspirations to their children.
爸爸不但只是教导而已，而是要启发孩子。
Fathers are not just to teach, but also to inspire.
怎么启发呢？
How do you inspire?
我们看创世纪。
Let's refer to Genesis.
22章。
Chapter 22.
这一章是记载神试验亚伯拉罕。
Here talks about God bless Abraham.
Tested.
Or God test Abraham.
我们看22章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 7.
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪儿呢？第八节。
8.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。
But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
这个故事我们都很熟悉。
We are all very familiar with this story.
神叫亚伯拉罕说，你要把你最爱的那个独生爱子献给我。
God told Abraham that you must sacrifice your only son to me.
哇，这个是很大的考验。
This was a great test.
亚伯拉罕很老才生了一个儿子，从他太太撒来出来的。
Because Abraham was only got this son when he was at his very old age.
神说要。
Now God wants him.
但是他有信心。
But he had faith.
神要我就给神。
If God wants him, then I will give it to God.
所以他就带着儿子以撒就去献祭了。
So he brought his son Isaac and they went to give an offering.
但是这个孩子啊，观察力很强。
But this boy, he was very good at observing.
因为他常常跟爸爸一起去献祭很多次。
Perhaps it is because he often went to give burnt offerings with his father.
怎么这次献祭那么奇怪啊？
But this time it's a little bit different.
没有带羊羔啊。
Where is the lamb?
那个羊羔在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb?
他一定想了很久啊，不好意思问，但是还忍不住还是要问。
Perhaps he was thinking about this for a long time. He didn't really want to ask, but at the end he had to ask.
他就跟他说，爸爸。
So he asked father.
我们看亚伯兰的回答很好，他说我儿啊，我在这里。
We see that Abraham's reply was very good. Here I am, my son.
他不是说我儿啊，我很忙啊，等一下再说了。
He didn't say that, my son, I'm busy. Let's talk later.
他不是说哎呀，小子什么不懂啊，问什么。
Or he didn't say that you don't know anything. Don't ask.
跟着我就好了，不要问。
Just follow me. Don't ask any questions.
他说我儿，我在这里，你要讲什么？
But he said, here I am, my son.
哎呀，以撒说，那火跟柴都有了。
Look, the fire and the wood.
那个羊羔在哪里呢？
But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
这个时候，亚伯兰回答一句话。
And then my Abraham replied,
我儿啊，
my son,
神自己会预备。
God will provide for himself.
做燔祭的羊羔。
A lamb for a burnt offering.
这句话很宝贵啊。
This is a very precious
statement. 没有多讲别的。
He didn't say much.
他不是说哎呀，你都不知道，等一下要宰你了。
He didn't say, tell him that. You don't know anything.
还不跑？要不要跑啊？
We will. You are the sacrifice.
你跑了，我抓不到，不是我不先啊？要不要跑？
If you run, I will not be able to catch you. So it's not that I don't want to offer you up.
他也没有跪在那边哭啊。
So he also didn't just kneel there and cry.
就一句话，我儿啊，这句话很好，我儿子啊。
He just made one statement, and this is a very good statement. He said, "My son."
神自己会预备。
God will provide.
以撒就不问下去了，他也很有趣，他也不问下去，预备什么？什么预备？在哪里预备
？It's very interesting that Isaac did not ask any further questions. He didn't ask where is the preparation.
爸爸这样讲，我就这样相信，神就会预备。
If my father tells me this, I will believe.
原来预备到最后
，provide.
预备到最后，原来他自己要被绑在这边。
And at the end, he found out that he was the one who is supposed to be sacrificed.
他记得爸爸那句话。
But he also remembered what his father told him.
神会预备，爸爸说神会预备就会预备。
God will provide. If my father says God will provide, he will provide.
不要挣扎，不要走，不要跑。
I don't need to struggle. I don't need to run away.
这个故事我们都知道的结尾是什么。
And we all know the ending of this story.
叫他伸手拿刀的时候
，Just as Abraham was about to take the knife and kill the boy,
神说不用了。
God stopped him.
我知道你的心了。
God told him that I know your heart.
看到有只羊羔被捆在那个树那边。
And then they saw a lamb.Caught in the woods.
就用那只羊来代替了以撒。
So they brought it and took it and sacrificed to God in Isaac's place.
这个以撒就是亚伯拉罕跟以撒父子的对话很重要。
And we see, but however, we see this conversation between Isaac and his son, Abraham and his son. It was very important.
启发了这个孩子，这个年轻人对神的信靠。
Abraham's statement inspired his son to trust and to rely.On the Lord.
所以我们今天做一个爸爸其实很不容易。
So it is very, it's not easy to be a father today.
很多责任。
We have many different responsibilities.
不是只有赚钱拿回家，买东西给他们就够了。
It's not enough just to make a living and to buy things and bring them home.
那我怎么才可以做到这样启发孩子呢？
So how are we able to inspire others?
影响孩子呢？
How can we influence our children?
有几点我们可以尽量去做的。
There are a few things that we can do.
最重要的是要花时间在儿女身上。
The most important thing is to spend time on your children.
妈妈比较会花多一些时间在儿女身上。
Usually, mothers tend to spend more time with the children.
因为有一些妈妈没有上班。
Because some moms, they don't work.
但是每一个爸爸都要上班。
But almost all dads, they have to work.
所以爸爸要花时间在儿女身上啊，要特别困难。
So it would be more difficult for fathers to spend time with their children.
有时候回到家，爸爸也很累了，哎呀，上网啊，看电视啊，自己忙自己的。
Sometimes after they get off work and return home, they will be very tired and they will want to watch TV or go on the internet. They want to do their own things.
发觉孩子一下长大了，不需要你。
And then all of a sudden they realize that my children are all grown up. They don't need me anymore.
所以啊，当爸爸了，要常常找机会花时间陪孩子。
So as fathers, we must try to find time often to.Spend time with our children.
尽量做得到的范围之内。
Within our own abilities.
比如说孩子十八岁以前。
For example, before our children turn 18.
尽量爸爸要住在家里啊。
Father should try their best to live at home.
不要常常都不在家。
You shouldn't be out of home very often.
不在家这很难影响儿女。
If you are not home, it would be very hard for you to influence your children.
外面怎么忙碌，尽量回家吃饭。
It doesn't matter how busy you are with your work, you need to go home and have dinner with your children.
吃饭的时候不是一起看电视，而是跟孩子讲讲话。
And while you are having meals together, it is not that you watch TV together, but you should talk to your children.
真的赶不回来吃饭，晚上睡觉前，你跟儿女讲讲话，那一起祷告。
If you really can make it home for dinner,before they go to sleep, you should spend time to talk to your children and to pray with them.
带领整个家庭一起祷告神。
You should lead the whole family to pray together.
这样这种机会累积起来，就会有办法启发我们的儿女。
And this kind of opportunities and things, small things, the more you do, the more you have the chance to inspire your children.
然后你才知道你儿女在想什么。
Then you also would be able to understand.What your children are thinking.
今天当父母的最怕的是不知道儿女在想什么。
Today, as parents, the most terrible thing is that we don't know what our children are thinking.
所以我们要求神给我们帮助。
So we have to ask God to help us.
那爸爸还有一个角色。
Fathers also play another role.
这个角色不能常常用。
And this kind of role cannot be exercised very often.
但是更不能不用。
But it also cannot be avoided.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第九节
，verse 9，
希伯来书十二章的九节
，Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9，
十二章第九节
，verse 9。
再者，我们曾有生身的父亲管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不当顺服他得胜吗
？Verse 9。Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us.And we pay them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?
新生的父都是随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit that we may be partakers of his holiness.
这个爸爸的角色就是管教的角色。
Another role of a father is a father of a corrector.
是神要 discipline, 神要管教我们。
That is to exercise discipline.
我们神呢，常常管教他的百姓。
God often disciplines his people.
神不一定常常管教外邦人。
God would not, God does not necessarily often discipline Gentiles.
但是神常常管教以色列。
But God often disciplined the Israelites.
一做的不对，马上。管教的手就下来。
As soon as they did something wrong, God would discipline.
那为什么呢
？Why?
因为神爱以色列。
Because God loved Israel.
神爱他的选民。
He loved his chosen people.
希望他在没有救之前，可以把他打醒。
He wanted that before it was too late, he would be able to correct and wake them.
管教有很多种方法。
There are many ways to discipline someone.
可以讲的。
you can use words.
但是讲不听怎么办呢？
But what happens if words do not work?
旧约的时代有一个先知，有一个士师叫以利。
There was a prophet, a priest. His name was Eli in the Old Testament.
以利自己很忠心。
Eli himself was a very faithful servant.
但是他们两个儿子很坏。
But his two sons were very bad.
坏到透。
They were evil.
偷圣殿的祭物。
They stole from the temple's sacrifice.
与这些妇女行淫。
They also committed adultery, sexual immoralities with other women.
怎么胆那么大呢？怎么整天在讲圣经的，或者在圣殿服事的人胆那么大？
How was it that they dare to do such evil things?
这个也绝对不是一天半天培养出来的了，或者发展出来的。
Of course, that didn't just happen overnight.
因为从小就是有这些比较任性的个性在它里面。
It must have been because their personalities were more rebellious and stubborn.
但是以利呢，他可能很忙做圣工。
But probably Eli was very busy to tend to the matters of the temple.
也可能不忍心太严厉的去责打他的孩子，在很小的时候纠正他。
Or perhaps it was because he did not he did not want to discipline his children when they were young.
这个孩子越长大了，那个胆越大。
But the older his children grew, the more rebellious and daring they became.
所以圣经说神要杀他们。
So the Bible described that God wanted to kill them.
那以利听到这个两个孩子这样子了，怎么讲呢？
And when Eli heard of what his children were doing, what did he say?
他说：“哎呀，我的儿啊，我听说你们的风声不是很好呀。”
He said to them that, "My son, I heard that people are not talking about you. People are not talking too good about you."
人得罪人，还有事实审判他；得罪神，谁来审判他呢？
If a person sins against another person, there is a judge to judge them. But if a person sins against God, who will judge them?
他长大了，讲这些已经没有用了。
If they are already grown men and you say these things, it is already useless.
你小时候不控制了他。
If you do not discipline and control them while they were still young.
小时候他不怕你。
If they do not fear you when they were young.
长大了你跟他讲什么都没有用。
Doesn't matter what you say to them when they are old.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们看箴言啊。
The book of Proverbs.
我们看箴言啊，二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse
6. 二十二章第六节。
Proverbs 22 verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当走的路，道就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
圣经讲到经文要教孩童啊。
The Bible is very clear that we need to train up our children.
什么时候教呢？
And when do we train them up?
我们看十九章的十八节。
Chapter 19, verse 18.
十九章十八节。
Chapter 19, verse 18.
趁有指望，管教你的儿子。
Chasten your son while there is hope.
不可以，你的心不可以任他死亡。
Do not set your heart on his destruction.
什么叫趁有指望？
What does it mean that there is still hope?
还小的时候。
It means that when they are still young.
还有机会讲的时候。
When there is still chance for you to speak to them.
小时候严一点。
If you are more strict when they are young,
长大就可以松一点。
Then when they grow up, you can be less strict.
小时候很松，长大了严，没办法了。
If you are too generous, too kind when they are young, it would be too late for you to be strict when they grow up.
长大你怕他哭，小时候你怕他哭。
If you are afraid of them crying when they are young,
长大就换你哭。
When they grow up, it is your turn to cry.
我们看箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章
，Proverbs chapter 23,
十三节
，verse 13。
二十三章十三节
，23 verse 13。
不可不管教孩童啊，你用杖打他，他必不至于死。
Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die.
十四节
，14。
你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂，免下阴间呢。
You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell.
这里是圣经的话。
These are the words of the Bible.
告诉我们什么？
What do they tell us?
第一，管教要趁孩童的时候。
First, when you correct your children, it must be while they are still young.
圣经讲律法之子十二岁，十二岁之后就定型了，这很难了。
The Bible says that the sons of the law before the age of 12. So after the age of 12, it would be very hard to change someone.
讲不听，仗来打。
So if they cannot be correct by word, then you have to use a rod.
不是为了要打死他。
And when you use a rod, it's not for the sake of just to beat them to death.
不是为了要虐待他。
Or not just to torture them.
而是要他不要下地狱。
But it's for the sake of they not ending up in hell.
有一个妈妈在打小孩之前都会跟孩子讲。
There was a mother before she beats her
children,
she would tell them.
为什么要打我?
I'm hitting you this way. They would say, why are you hitting them?
她告诉她说, 因为你做了什么什么。
Then she would say that because you did this and that.
还有加上一句，因为妈妈不想你下地狱。
And also because I don't want you to go to hell.
当然不是什么都打，不是这样意思。
Of course, you don't beat them for anything.
不是每天打，不是这个意思。
And you don't beat them every day.
但是有关键的、重要的要纠正的。
But a key moment, for a certain important matters, you need to correct them.
救他不至于死。
You need to deliver them from hell.
所以看来爸爸真的有很多角色。
So, as a father, we play different roles.
这些角色都是推不了的。
And these roles are unavoidable.
妈妈永远不可以代替爸爸的角色。
A mother could never replace the role of a father.
主内的弟兄们。
All the brothers in the Lord.
要我们努力一起把爸爸的角色演好。
We have to strive together so that we may be good fathers.
这样以后我们的儿子们才有一个榜样。
So that our children can learn from a good example.
姐妹们。
And sisters,
为你的丈夫祷告。
You need to pray for your husbands,
让他们可以做一个好爸爸。
So that they can be good fathers.
我们做儿女们
，as children,
要尊敬我们的爸爸。
We need to honor and show respect to our father.
很辛苦的养育我们。
They put in a lot of effort to bring us up.
非常的尊敬他们。
So we need to respect them.
要在主里听从他们。
And to listen to obey them in the Lord.
唱诗
，I sing him.
34首
34。
Jesus is tenderly calling the whole, calling to thee, calling to thee. Why from the sunshine of love will thy roam, Father and Father away? Calling to to his voice, hear him today. shall return. Quickly arise and away, calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling this tenderly, calling today.
同心祷告。
Let's pray together.